Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. Through my book, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. At my website, www.moneysmartsforyou, that's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com, you will find my podcast and my blog in addition to other information that might interest you depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to know more about, please email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. The theme in February is love and romance. With Valentine's Day just around the corner and romance in the air, it is often the time when more proposals are made for marriage and more people tie the knot. For the next few weeks, we're going to cover issues that matter when you decide to link your life with that of another person. This week, we're covering 5 ways to save money on Valentine's Day. Next week, we'll talk about prenups, living together, and things to think about before you pop the question and get married. At the end of the month, we'll go over planning a wedding you want while staying within your budget, as well as discussing buying a home. Valentine's Day is one of the biggest holidays in terms of celebrations. More greeting cards are sold, flowers delivered, jewelry sold, dinner reservations made, and wine consumed on this day. So careful planning, a little imagination, and some research can make this day special for you and your beloved without breaking the bank. Number one, this is one of the biggest shopping days of the year for florists. If you're looking to sweep your beloved off their feet and save some money too, then you may need to celebrate Valentine's Day a week in advance. Like in the next few days. Imagine her surprise if you bring her flowers this week ahead of time. Wow, what an impression you'll make. Every girl wants flowers on her desk at work, whether she has a beau or not. The best day to have those flowers delivered is the Monday of Valentine's week. That's right, Monday, next Monday, February the 8th, to be specific. Why? It is my personal favorite to have the flowers on my desk the first day of the week where I can enjoy them for the entire week while I'm at work. More people see them if they arrive on Monday, and of course, the man or woman who sends those flowers gets brownie points, which last all week. Also, you will beat the rush and the price. Order the flowers today, like the minute you finish listening to this podcast, realizing that the flowers will double in price if you wait just 1 week. Roses that have maybe been between $15 to $50 a dozen will now be $30 to $100 a dozen, depending on where you live. Also keep in mind that because of lower gas prices, which really haven't affected much except lower gas prices, but they bring in more money to everybody's pocketbook. And apparently for every penny that people don't spend on gas, there's $1 billion in money that's circulating in America that wasn't out there before. So more people may be participating in Valentine's and buying flowers and various things like that this year. So there may be more demand and therefore maybe less supply. If you want to be green and environmentally sensitive, consider a live plant, something that your beloved can keep and enjoy for weeks and then plant in their yard if you select something appropriate for the gardening zone he or she lives in. And of course, assuming there's not a blizzard outside by the time that time arrives. If you live in the snowy Northeast, then you may want something a little different with flowers that can last for months. A plant that loves the indoors. One of my favorites, orchids. My dad grew orchids as a hobby, so I learned a lot about them growing up. They can take a lot of abuse, but don't overwater them. All they need is a once-a-week rinse in the sink and orchid food every other week, and they will be happy. Make sure they get some light, not direct sunlight, but some light from a nearby window. Overwater them, and the leaves fall off, and the unopened buds drop off the plants. Most orchids come from the jungle and absorb water through the air. A friend of mine dislikes receiving fresh flowers, but she loves orchids. Since receiving her first phalaenopsis, she's learned how to keep these exotic plants alive long enough to see them bloom again, which only happens once a year, by the way. Just feed and water once a week, and they will provide pleasure day after day for years to come. You can buy a nice-sized plant with plenty of blooms for $20 to $50, depending on the part of the country that you live in. Two, planning an intimate dinner for two. Consider the hundreds you'll be sharing it with. If you're thinking of dining out on Valentine's Day, keep in mind that the romantic image you have in your head might not be the reality you will encounter. Restaurants will be jammed and service will be slow or non-existent. Your food choices may be limited as well if you're booked for a reservation later in the evening. The restaurant may be out of lobster or that vegan special by the time your order's placed. Too many people on the dance floor may cramp your style. So if you want to make an impression, it may be better to book your sweetheart for this Saturday night to go out on the town and save Sunday night the 14th for a quiet romantic at home. To set the stage for a romantic evening at home, it will be easy if you don't have children demanding your attention. So book the babysitter now or figure out a way to have the kids play Cupid too. Assuming you can get a dependable sitter, provide your kids with construction paper, heart-shaped paper doilies, glitter paint, and magazines they can cut up. So while you're having your special dinner, your children can make a personal Valentine of their own. Prepare their favorite meal ahead of time, or if they like pizza, order in and let them have a night of their own with their special treats too. Now that you have the kids settled, conjure up your own romantic bistro with low-level lighting, maybe colored bulbs in the lamps. I know that sounds corny, but it really works. Nice linens on the table and a bottle of wine or bubbly to share. Use the good china, crystal, and flatware if you have it. A beautifully set table does wonder for romance. If your spouse or partner usually does all the cooking or meal planning, then it is definitely your turn to make the night special. Your local grocery store, deli, or favorite restaurant might have a dinner for two already planned, ready to go and easy to heat up once the time is right. Put on your favorite music, maybe the first song you dance to or your song from your wedding, and find your way to your own private dance floor. Even if it's in the kitchen, get up and dance. Make the evening special and don't let anything get in the way. Needless to say, give yourselves time to get, well, primed for the evening. You know, dress up a little bit. Whatever that means to you. With Valentine's on a Sunday this year, maybe one of you can plan the activities for the day and the other your evening's romance. Or you can just take the day off together, putting off your chores and your to-do list for later in the week. Remember to treat it like a date. Make it special and be sure you take the time for a slow dance and a little smooching like you used to do when you were younger and your relationship was new. It is amazing what excitement there is to sitting on the couch, listening to your favorite tunes, and smooching can do for your love life. Forget the Viagra and get in touch with your inner teenager. Whether your special meal is heart-shaped pancakes with your kids, easy to make, just pour the batter in a V-shape and there you are, or a fancy steak dinner with morel mushrooms and a bottle of Chateau Margaux, remember to feel the love and enjoy the moment. You never know when you will pass this way again. Three, are diamonds really a girl's best friend? I've had a love-hate relationship with the concept of diamond engagement rings all my life. The fiscal, financial part of me says, hey, the fake diamonds look just like the real ones. Who's going to know the difference? Why spend all the money? The romantic pioneer woman in me says, I'll know if it's real or not. I deserve a great ring because I'm worth it. So maybe I've bought into the advertising, or maybe I grew up seeing my mother's ring and hearing the story of when my dad bought it in Mexico City right before they got married there, when they were traveling with their best friends without telling my grandparents beforehand. It's the romantic in me, and I love my engagement ring and what it means to me and the stories of my life that it reminds me of every time I wear it. Engagement rings have been around for hundreds of years. Ad campaigns for diamonds will tell you they're symbolic of your love for your beloved, with the intimation that a larger diamond indicates a greater amount of love. Some families pass granny's diamond down from one generation to another, sometimes with embellishments along the way. Diamonds are known for their strength, a powerful symbol of the bond between two people. Traditionalists view the engagement ring as an indication of the willingness of the male or dominant partner to provide for his or her beloved, with the value of the stone and the ring itself serving as a financial pledge to the couple's future. Some couples choose to do without an engagement ring, allowing a simple band at the wedding ceremony to stand alone as a symbol of their love for each other. Keep in mind that when you go into a store to buy a diamond ring, that you're probably paying a 100 to 300% markup on the wholesale value of the diamond. The gold or platinum is a minimal amount of the cost of the ring. Don't count on your diamond ring selling after the fact for anything like what you originally paid for it. Remember the scene in the movie Casablanca where the diamond ring is rejected because they're a glut on the market because everybody's trying to sell them? In times of crisis, everyone thinks they can sell their diamonds to save their life, and it just doesn't work out that way. If you're considering buying an engagement ring or other jewelry for Valentine's Day, consider estate jewelry for sale on consignment. These are often designer pieces the original owner no longer wears or no longer wants to own. Work with a reputable jeweler, one who's a member of the American Gem Society, to find the right piece of jewelry, usually at much less than you would pay for something new that you'd find at a big box jewelry store. Usually small and locally owned, these jewelers can help you select the right ring for you or the right piece of jewelry for that Valentine's gift that fits within your budget. When you're looking at diamonds, remember the four C's: cut, clarity, color, and carat weight. That brilliant sparkle comes from the cut. The clarity rating reflects any flaws or blemishes. The less color in a diamond, the more valuable it is. And gemstones, including diamonds, are weighed in metric carats, with 1 carat equal to 0.2 grams. Remember before you go shopping to do a little research. The website for the Gemological Institute of America, www.gia.edu, that's G as in good, I as in Idaho, A as in apple.edu, will tell you about the four C's, give you information about other gemstones, and provide you with a basis of knowledge so you can understand what you're looking at when you peer into a microscope or look through a jeweler's loop or at a gemstone. It won't make you an expert, but at least you'll know what questions to ask and why the answers matter. And if you want to compare prices or understand the diamond market, there is an International Diamond Exchange website where you can look at a listing of the diamond retail benchmark prices for diamonds as they're classified by professionals in the marketplace. Just search under International Diamond Exchange and look for the proper website. Whatever you and your mate choose, consider some simple math. An engagement ring traditionally costs about 2 to 3 times the monthly salary of the purchaser. You don't want to spend the rest of your life paying for the ring. If you want a bigger stone or more diamonds later on in life, then another stone can be purchased or anniversary bands added to commemorate important anniversaries. The original stone can be incorporated into the new setting, or the original sentiment can be preserved in another piece of jewelry. Don't mortgage your future to buy a bigger ring if you cannot afford it. I cannot repeat this enough, okay? Don't mortgage your future to buy a bigger ring if you cannot afford it. Keep in mind the ring is considered a gift to the bride-to-be, a gift she or he can keep even if the marriage does not happen or if it ends in divorce. Save money in advance and pay for the ring in full when the time comes. Beyond the family traditions and the advertising media's desire for you to have an engagement ring, there is the question of whether it will be worn at all. Everyone's lifestyle is different. Make the choice together to determine if an engagement ring is required. If you decide to surprise your mate with a proposal and a ring, then don't be upset if he doesn't like the ring or, worse, turns down your marriage proposal. Once you get a positive answer to the question of, will you marry me, then together find the perfect ring. 4, if you're popping the question and want a ring to present on Valentine's Day, then you need to shop before you buy. When I use the word shop, I mean learn about the market, find out what's out there, and if you're the one who's proposing, do this shopping first by yourself, and then take your beloved with you to see what you found that fits in your budget after you know what things cost and what you can afford. Is there a family heirloom with sentimental attachments that might be appropriate for your partner? Consider looking at the jewelry stores in your area. Consider consignment jewels that I mentioned before that may be better priced and feature old stones. If you have concerns about how the stones have been mined, then research what is available that you can purchase with a conscience. As I mentioned before, you may want to surprise the person you love. But beware that if you aren't sure of their taste, you may be in for a nasty surprise yourself. Consider a playful substitute with a clear communication about the ring selection to come, making that a special event in itself. But if you can't resist wanting to pop the question on Valentine's Day, be careful about putting the ring in the shrimp cocktail or placing it in the champagne glass for your first toast. Or you may find that you need to know the Heimlich maneuver before your loved one can say, "I do." 5. Other Valentine's ideas. Beyond the romantic dinner at a candlelit table, the bouquet of flowers, or the gemstone jewelry, consider other alternatives to celebrating in a very traditional way. The first Valentine's Day I spent with my husband when we were dating was at the Daytona International Speedway, standing by the catch fence, feeling the freight train effect of the stock cars racing by at close to 200 miles per hour. He shared with me his favorite sport to see if I would like it too, to find out if there was any future there for the two of us. It led us to IndyCar racing and fielding cars for the 95 and 96 Indy 500 races, and then it led to marriage. So when you're thinking about what to do this Valentine's Day, ask yourself what you want to learn about the person you're in love with or the person you love, and invite them to share something you enjoy, something that matters to you, something that could be important to both of you someday. If you volunteer at the animal shelter, invite your beloved along and pick up a sandwich afterward. If the homeless concern you, volunteer to bring food and serve it at your local church soup kitchen. If you want to get out in the country, then a hiking trip to a scenic overlook with a picnic lunch can fit into almost every budget. A trip to the zoo, sharing hot dogs and peanuts with the elephants, or time at your local museum, sharing your taste in art and then ice cream afterwards, taking a cooking class and then savoring the meal you prepared together, are all examples of inexpensive ways to spend Valentine's Day, because after all, that is what it's all about, isn't it? Getting to know one another better and spending time together. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week, we will cover things to think about before you propose or say yes, what to know before you live together, and prenuptial agreements. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.